What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo. Welcome to your match review after a massive result and a massive day for Chelsea Football Club. Chelsea 3, Liverpool 1. Our first victory over Liverpool at Stamford Bridge since 2020 in the FA Cup. An electric atmosphere at the ground against a reigning champion, showing that they weren't welcome. With a fantastic forward playing by Chelsea. The crowd absolutely got behind him, and it's performances like that and forward thinking like that which shows what this team is capable of, which gets this crowd behind them. A fantastic atmosphere and a fantastic performance. Romeo Lavia, so key to that win for Enzo Fernandez as well. Absolutely fantastic. And off the ball, Pedro Neto and Trevor Chalobah, so key to that victory. Chelsea very firmly in this race for Champions League football, and an absolutely huge win against Liverpool. And I will say now, Chelsea Football Club are now de facto champions of England. Give us that goddamn trophy. I'm Joe Zidane.
Okay, the big challenge for this voice note is going to be whether my voice holds out. I've had to do it several times. I'm a little bit lost for words because we spoke about it on the pod. I think I've probably spoke about it or thought about it for a long period of time, of like, a game like this is something that Chelsea desperately needed at Stamford Bridge for a number of years. My instant feeling on that game, and it's more going to be thoughts and feelings rather than like tactical insight, is I think that's probably the most important win and kind of feels like the biggest win and the most emotional win in a positive sense Chelsea have had since, I think you'd argue Dortmund, but I you can almost argue it's the first really, really big one under this ownership that has desperately needed it. And to see the way I thought Maresca got his tactics mostly spot on, I thought some of the players were absolutely exceptional today from back to front. You go through every single one of them and they're at least a 7 out of 10 really. And obviously Romeo Lavia, Trevor Chalobah, Moises Caicedo he could take on 100 of any apex predator you want to throw at him, and I think he'd be able to do it. Cole Palmer I thought was wonderful, and then getting the cinematic end of being able to put away that penalty. I mean, it's like, it's one of those things that football is just, it can be baffling, it can be frustrating, it can be dreadful, it can be miserable, it can be so many things, but it can also bring you moments of such joy and such wonder and things that don't seem logical. And to be honest, there wasn't much logic in Chelsea winning today. There wasn't much logic in Chelsea turning up and putting in the performance they did, because all the record, all of the stats, all of the evidence in front of our eyes told us that Chelsea were, maybe they could win, but they were unlikely to put on the performance they did. I thought they roundly beat Liverpool. It's just, I really hope that propels us forward to not only qualify for the Champions League, not only win the Conference League, but also start to perform better in these type of games moving forward, because that is what has been missing for so long. And the reaction at full time, the connection with the fans post game, is something that's been sorely lacking at this club for a very long time. So much needed, and I'm going to give my voice some time to recover. So up the Chelsea, get in.